This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how the battle may be indefinite, but God's Word is always definite. Recently, I read in the book of Joshua about the way in which Joshua finally divided up the sections of the Promised Land for the various tribes. And prior to this, these tribes fought for 7 long years. Town after town, stronghold after stronghold, they fought and conquered to rid all of the pagan activities. And then one day, it happened. The fighting was over, and the victory was theirs. But it was tough to deal with this indefinite battle when that was the place that they were in. On the one hand, these tribes clung to God's word, but they had no idea when everything was going to come to pass. They didn't know the day or the hour that the victory would be theirs. I think this is so important because in this situation, this passage teaches us to shift the energy from trying to figure out the indefinite, such as when or how something in your life will come to pass, and instead focus on the definite, which is God's word. So today, think about a situation in your life that has an indefinite timeline and is taking a lot of your energy. And then begin to make that shift to focus on God's word instead of the unknown. And as you do so, cling to these words. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, shift your energy from the indefinite to the definite, which is God's word.